So this Sunday, 95.9 The Fox is going to be a part of a very cool event over at Calf Pasture Beach in Norwalk, the second annual Rally for Pancreatic Cancer. And with me on the line right now is Mark Schlegel, the organizer of the event. How's it going, Mark?
Hey, everything's good. How are you today?
I'm great. Now, this is the second year of the event. So how did this get started?
This got started because my oncologist decided he wanted to do a research study for early detection on pancreatic cancer. So we decided to get involved to help raise funds as well as to raise awareness for early detection research.
So they're doing a very special study over at the Whittingham Cancer Center at Norwalk Hospital.
Correct.
What can you tell us about it? Because I know it's like a big study go over the next couple of years.
Yeah, it's a three-year study that is going to involve early onset diabetes patients, as well as some genetic links looking for a link for a biomarker for early detection of pancreatic cancer.
And 100% of the proceeds on Sunday is going to go directly to fund this study.
Absolutely. 100% of our proceeds do, yes. Last year, we were able to donate about $13,000 after the first show. And then with a couple of other smaller events we ran, we gave them a total of $18,000 for research.
That's a great start, and we want to make it even bigger and better this Sunday for the second annual event. And this is a cause that's really near and dear to your heart.
Correct. I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 3 years ago. And then I just lost my sister to pancreatic cancer in December of 2017.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it is very dear to my heart.
And it's happening this Sunday, and people can participate. And the real crux of the event is you're going to be showing off some very cool cars.
We have a large variety of different cars, from million-dollar limousines to, you know, regular everyday cars and everything in between. So we don't have any cutoff years. We're just basically looking for cars that people are interested in looking at.
And you're a car guy.
Yes, I am. I own two cars. I have a 0306 Corvette. And I have also a 1965 Shelby Daytona Coupe.
That's the one that is on the Facebook
page.
That's the
one that's on the Facebook page. Correct. Correct.
How long have you had that ride?
Since 2015. Everybody enjoys it. You don't see very many Daytonas out there. So I enjoy showing it off, and a lot of people enjoy looking at it. So it's kind of a mutual benefit for all of us. So
about how many cars do you expect to be shown on Sunday?
Well, last year we had approximately 130, so this year we're hoping obviously for more than that, and the response so far has been really, really good, so we're looking hopefully to get at least 150 cars is our goal.
Nice, and there's going to be music as well?
Yeah, we have four bands. The School of Rock will go on for the kids at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we have Pimpinella, we have Tangled Vine, and then the Straight Jackets will close out the show. From 2 o'clock on.
Oh, we're good friends with the Straight Jackets. They were actually the winner of our cover band battle that we did in the fall.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yes.
They're great. It's going to be a great time. There's food, too?
Yeah, there's food. Food will be available at Ripka's Cafe. A $10 donation will get a $6 coupon off towards any food purchased at Ripka's Cafe.
Well, I'm looking at the weather, and you're looking at a great day for Sunday. It's going to be perfect car show weather.
Perfect. No rain, everything's going to be nice and dry, and we're on the tarmac, so.
Nice, and it's rallyforpancreaticcancer.org. Now, it's rally with an E at the end.
Correct, that's the French spelling.
What made you choose that, just because it's fancy?
No, because the whole concept behind the event was geared around the Daytona Coupe, and the Daytona Coupes were built in late 1963 into 1964, and their sole purpose in life was to go to Europe and compete on the bigger tracks with Ferrari and bring home the FIA GT title back to America, which had never been done before. And in 1965, they succeeded. So they're the only cars to actually bring the FIA GT title home to America, to an American manufacturer.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. Bring it back home to America.
That's it. You got it.
Mark Schlegel, the organizer of the Rally for Pancreatic Cancer. You can get the info at rallyforpancreaticcancer.org. And it happens this Sunday, Calf Pasture Beach in Norwalk from 9 to 3. Mark, thanks for spending a few minutes with me.
Correct. And thank you. You can also visit us on Facebook, Rally for Pancreatic Cancer.